I think before we go any further, though, we may need a longer sample of sound poetry for people who've never heard of it. I don't know if you want to do What the President Will Say and Do or something like that, but something, whatever you'd like to do would be great.
Mm. Well, I can do a little bit of early sound poetry, maybe some good schwitters. Then, for instance, a part of the scherzo, which is the third movement of his so-called Ursonato, Sonata in Primordial Sounds. Langetrgl, pepepepepe, oka, 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 oka. Langetrgl, pipipipipi, zuka, 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 zuka. Langetrgl, rump, rumpf. Langetrgl, ziulentrl, lymphtymphtrl. Langetrgl, zi... Rumpftilfto, Langetrgl, Ziolenter, Lymphtymphtrl, Langetrgl, Pepepepepe, Oka, 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 Langetrgl, Pipipipipi, Zuka, 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 Langetrgl, Rumprinf, Langetrgl. So that's a part of that's a classic of sound poetry, although it's not as widely known as it deserves to be, I would say. And yeah, my own pieces range from experimental texts and in invented languages, I have this language that's I call Onderlands, of would be then in the language of the Underlands, a parallel language to the language of the Netherlands to Dutch, but without meaning, but sounding like Dutch. And there's this little drinking song in this Onderlands language. Hey, love you, Malani Hammer, Glacht, Zouwezo, Hammani Lo, Zouwe Malani, Glacht, Roze Dabi. Zou woze niet hammer, glach maar aan labibiel, hello Danio. Yeah, but about this phrase, what the president will say and do, I got that phrase from Madeleine Ginz. I met her at a conference in Los Angeles in 2004, and I asked her if I could use that phrase. Well, I actually didn't stop doing it when Obama became president, because I didn't want to put him down, but I did it a lot. I did it a lot in the US in the Bush era. So I can. What the president will say and do. 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 What the president will send. 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 What the president will send.
Now, one of the things that people who only listen to your act and don't see it, what they don't get is the mannerisms and the face and the whole body. I mean, it's a really full body gesture that goes into this. And I was listening to Poem Talk by Al Filreis, who had a couple of guests on, including Kenny Goldsmith, and they were deconstructing your poem, basically.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. You know, the notion of the inference of torture during the Bush administration. I mean, you end up that poem sounding like someone who's being put in a canvas bag and being beaten with sticks or something like that. You can imagine that being the sounds of someone being tortured. Can you tell us about how you decided to do that, and what do you think the intent is of a piece like that?
Oh, it actually is a very old piece in my repertoire. I created that piece in 1985 in a Dutch phrase about the minister, sort of that, like. Well, there's a typical word existing, as far as I know, only in Dutch and in German. The minister betreurt dergelijke uitlatingen. The verb betreuren it has a double meaning. It has the meaning in public. He says he is sad about somebody saying something, but actually it means that he's mad. He's very angry. So it has those two meanings. And so I read this phrase actually in a newspaper in Holland, and I got the idea of doing two versions. One where we would drop the vowels and keep only the consonants to get a really angry sound. And the second where I would then drop the consonants, keep only the vowels to get the really the sad side, the whining sound. And so it goes like, what the president will say and do. What the president will say and do. Oh, 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 will say and do. Oh, I'll say and do. Oh, and do. Oh, and do. Oh,
you mentioned Schwitters, you mentioned Ugo Ball, I mentioned Man Ray and how you've used some of his work. Can you talk about some of your other sound poetry heroes? And Shiro's, are there women that inspire you?
Yeah, Amanda Stewart from Australia has created very good work. I like Bernard Eidsieck from France, beautiful work. And a Russian living in Germany, Valery Shashanoi, And there's a woman from Israel, Anat Pik, A-N-A-T-P-I-C-K. She has created beautiful work also. And this is a small community as far as they are internationally known and do books and records and international performances, maybe like 30 to 40 people or so. And there have been over the years some specialized sound poetry festivals. At the moment I don't know of any such festival, but some poetry or literature festivals include a sound poetry night, or they invite individual sound poets in their festival.
Yeah, it's an art form that in many ways is ancient. I mean, even pre-language kind of utterances, mm-hmm. you can remind one of.
Oh, yeah.
But its modern manifestation is about 100 years old, and yet it still sounds fresh. It has the ability, obviously, to get strong reactions, negative and positive, out of people. Why do you think that is? I mean, the strong reaction of people. Why do they have that visceral kind of response?
I get to the same point I made when about being arrested on the street. It's so direct that people can hate it or they can love it, but it very rarely leaves them indifferent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it still sounds fresh after 100 years. I mean, you the pieces you do, it's still... You know, it sounds as if it was invented 3 years ago, in a way.
Yeah, sure. Of course, it depends on who does the pieces. I've heard very boring interpretations of those pieces also. Yeah. So, right, sure. But, the pieces deserve to be heard. So they come alive only when they're heard, not on paper. Yeah. So I keep doing, even if I would... mostly a performance would be for the major part my own work, but I always like to include a few pieces from the tradition. So.
A few standards.
standards, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You studied the International Phonetic Alphabet. You want to tell us how you got into that?
There were actually two things. I had written sound poetry using our normal Latin alphabet, and then given instruction in the piece, this has to be pronounced like English, like Dutch, like French, like German. But I wanted to create pieces with more varied colors in them, so that could combine the pronunciations of different languages in one piece. And the other thing was that in the alphabet is way too limited to notate the sounds that I made in improvisations, and I wanted to be able to write those down, also to use them in compositions involving other musicians. So I learned the International Phonetic Alphabet like it is used in dictionaries to indicate the pronunciation of words, and very quickly discovered that a lot of the sounds I like to make were not represented there. So I from the moment I had that down, I started adding symbols of my own and extending the range of the alphabet.
Yeah. Is that, and that has not been recognized by the folks who govern the International Phonetic Alphabet, has it?
No, but I never let them know.
You haven't applied.
I just published a new book with a CD with the title Traces of Speech, and in a little short foreword there, I, for the first time, I gave it a name. Blipax, BLIPAX, so like Blonk's IPA extended. So maybe I will try to sort of establish that, and maybe making a little publication, like a legend of it, and yeah. So people can use it.
Copyright it too, you have to do that.